And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. Tuscola County Animal Control is asking for the public's help after a mother cat and her newborn kittens were abandoned outside of the shelter overnight. According to shelter staff, a couple visited the facility earlier in the day seeking to surrender the animals. Workers explained that the shelter is already operating beyond capacity with dog, cat, and isolation areas all full. Provide alternative resources for rehoming assistance. Officials say the couple later returned around 9:30 Tuesday night and left the animals outside the building in a plastic tote. The kittens and their mother remained outdoors through the night in cold conditions before being discovered by staff the following morning. Shelter employees say the animals survived, but their condition remains concerning as workers are now trying to find emergency placement space. Tuscola County Animal Control is reminding residents that abandoning animals is dangerous and unacceptable. Officials are asking anyone who recognizes the individuals involved or has information about the incident to contact Animal Control at 989-672-3863 or by email at tcac@tuscolacounty.org. If you go to our website, thumbnet.net, and find our article about this, you can actually see the pictures posted by Tuscola County Animal Control and other officials on that article. And authorities in St. Lake County are asking for the public's help as they investigate a suspected stray bullet incident that left a woman injured along the Lake Huron shoreline in Lexington Township. Deputies were dispatched just before 10:50 Sunday morning to the 3600 block of South Lakeshore Road. After reports that a woman had been struck while walking on the beach, emergency crews from the St. Lake County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, Croswell EMS, and Port St. Lake Fire Department responded. Investigators say a 59-year-old Goodrich woman was walking with family members when the group heard what sounded like a gunshot. Moments later, the woman realized she had suffered a leg injury and was bleeding. She was treated at the scene before being transported to McLaren Port Huron for further medical care. Sheriff's officials say early findings suggest the injury may have been caused by a bullet fired somewhere in the area, possibly into the air before traveling and striking the victim. Investigators do not believe the shooting was intentional, and they say there's no known ongoing danger to the public. Anyone who may have heard gunfire in that area Sunday morning or who may have information connected to the case is urged to contact the St. Lake County Sheriff's Office Detective Bureau at 810-648-8360. And we'll be right back with your obituaries next.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we are back with your obituary. We have one obituary to report at this time. Ned Hill, born of West Branch, Michigan, peacefully returned to his heavenly home on Friday, December 19th, 2025. Ned was born in Coldwater, Michigan, and he proudly served his country in the United States Air Force from 1959 to 1969. During his service, he was stationed in foreign lands, including Hahn Air Force Base in Germany, where he served as a member of the 50th Air Police Unit. He was later stationed at the Port Austin Air Base in Michigan, where he was the catcher for the United States Air Force fast pitch baseball team. He met the love of his life, Ellen Morgan, whom he married on July 16th of 1966. Ned is survived by his children, Chad, Kathy, and Tracy. He is also survived by 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. In accordance with Ned's wishes, the family will plan a celebration of life in the spring, a time for family and friends to gather and share their favorite stories and memories. In the family of Ned Hilborn, who passed away on December 19th, 2025, invites family and friends to attend funeral services on Saturday, May 30th, 2026, at Bad Axe Free Methodist Church. Visitation with local friends and family will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., followed by the funeral service from 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. Military honors and interment will take place at 1:30 p.m. at Colfax Cemetery. Online condolences can be shared at sternalmclaren.com. And we'll be right back with your national and international news next.
Hi, this is Josie from McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Summer is right around the corner, and that means graduations, weddings, family reunions, and more. Don't show up to your event with wrinkles in your best clothes or your graduation gown looking like a checkerboard straight out of the shipping package. Come to McBoo's for pressing service. Bring in your graduation gowns or dresses for $10 and your shirts and slacks for only $3.50 each. We can press anything to help you look your best. And if you're looking for the perfect gift or a special way to remember your event, we also offer custom wood-burned portraits. We can take your favorite image and turn it into a beautiful custom wood-burned portrait made to last. McBoob's Laundromat also offers self-serve 24/7. If you don't have time to do it yourself, we also offer wash, dry, and fold service for only $1.50 per pound. Drop-off and pressing service is available Thursday through Saturday and Monday 11 to 5. Call 989-551-5192 to arrange another time if needed.
McBoob's, everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we are back. U.S. Southern Command confirmed that the American military forces intercepted alleged drug trafficking vessels in international waters across the Eastern Pacific. The targeted maritime operation escalated into a kinetic engagement, resulting in 2 confirmed casualties aboard the suspect transport vessel. Defense officials stated that the mission was carried out under longstanding counter-narcotics authorities, aimed at disrupting illicit transit corridors heading towards North America. Investigators are currently processing seized materials and inspecting the vessel to map out the transnational criminal network involved. And the Federal Reserve issued a statement indicating that central bank policymakers remain committed to a data-driven approach regarding interest rate adjustments. While inflation metrics have stabilized closer to target levels, tight labor market parameters have prompted the board to maintain a highly cautious baseline. Economists note that the central bank is trying to navigate a narrow corridor, balancing persistent service sector sticky pricing against cooling consumer credit metrics. Market participants anticipate that interest rates will hold steady until clear deceleration is observed in underlying macro economics indicators. The United States Treasury Department has levied sweeping financial sanctions against Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority, blacklisting the entity from international banking networks. United States officials accused the authority of operating as a maritime extortion arm for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC. The designation claims the authority routinely forces commercial merchant vessels to pay arbitrary tolls under duress to secure passage through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions freeze any assets held under U.S. jurisdiction and forbid international entities from engaging in business with the blacklisted organization. An international benchmark Brent crude oil prices dropped to $94.94 a barrel, reflecting a 1.76% decrease within global commodity markets. Concurrently, U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, crude experienced a 2.38% reduction, settling at $91.70 per barrel. Energy market analysts attribute the downward price pressure to conflicting signals surrounding behind-the-scenes diplomatic negotiations between Washington and Tehran. Despite ongoing kinetic exchanges, traders are reassessing supply risk premiums as discussions of an extended ceasefire persist. And we'll be right back after this message from Zimmerman & Sons.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been your news and obituaries for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.